Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First year of the Big Ten Conference with Oregon, USC, UCLA, and the Washington Huskies. The thing that those first three schools have that the Washington Huskies do not have is a on-site production studio. And you're wondering, okay, well, why does that matter? Well, apparently the Big Ten is requiring that the Washington Huskies construct a production studio for Big Plus and Big Ten games going forward. So Big Plus is going to be the streaming service for the Big Ten conference. So they are saying, Washington, we need an on-site production studio that you need to construct. Not only that, but we need to replace the equipment as well because the Pac-12 equipment is not ours. So we need to get in our own stuff in there. So Oregon, USC, UCLA, they're good. They got their own production studio on campus already. I think USC has to construct something, but they're going to be fine, or they need to make some upgrades. But Washington, you need a on-site production studio, and that will cost you $24 million for your program in your school to build an on-site production studio. It's going to be a rough couple of years as far as Washington to be able to make some money. And now that you have a $24 million expense that is now laid in front of you, that has got to suck, especially for Washington, who has kind of been cheap the last few years when it comes to running their programs anyways, and especially on the football side as well. And now you are facing a $24 million budget where it's just like, well, okay. It is required by the Big Ten for them to do this. So if I was a student at that school, I would be pissed seeing that our school now has to shell out $24 million for a damn production studio. But yeah, Washington now facing a big transaction with this.
Here's my question, though. How did you not know this when you were getting ready to go to the Big Ten?
It's a good question.
Seriously, yeah. Like, I mean, if you don't think that all of the money, because $24 million to us is a whole lot of cash, right? But for these universities that make hundreds of millions, like, probably not as much to them. However, it is still $24 million that you want me to shell out to build a studio for I'm still kind of curious. For what purpose? Like, so the Big Ten Network or Big X is going to be based in Washington, which would make sense because that's where places like, you know, Amazon, Apple Music and all that stuff. Like, I mean, I guess Amazon Music, all that jazz is kind of based out of Seattle, you know, out of Washington. So it would make sense to have some type of presence there, I guess. But I'm still trying to understand what the point is of having your own production studio. You know, specifically for football, it sounds like, or for sports, because I'm pretty sure UW has something similar to this, has a production studio. They have a video
Yeah, they have like a video editing room.
I'm pretty sure
yeah.
they have something similar. So I'm just so many questions come to mind. But the first one is like, how did y'all not know this when you agreed to come to the Big Ten?
So this also comes from Christian Capel of onmontlake.com. But this is in his article that he just put out a couple days ago, in that the University of Washington's athletic department forecasts a cash flow deficit of nearly $30 million for the next fiscal year, and is going to ask the school's Board of Regents next week to approve a budget that includes loans from three sources, the Big Ten, Fox, and a university's investment funds to cover its costs. And we know that the university will definitely approve of that, because schools are basically... They're forced to do this. Yeah, they do whatever they need to for their athletic departments, essentially.
Two things here, though. The fact that they are now basically hat in hand out to the university, along with a couple of other sources, I don't think that's what the university thought was going to happen with Washington's move to the Big Ten. So yeah, you're right. They've got to be pissed at this. I don't understand, you know, beyond the students, like the faculty there and the president, she's just got to be looking at this at her desk and be like, are you freaking kidding me? Another $25 to $30 million.
There's no way they didn't know this. Like, I think they agreed to and said, you know what, we'll get that $24 million at some point. We won't worry about that today. But let's go ahead and go forward with the move and go forward with everything. They want us there. We want to be there. We'll figure that other part out later.
Nope.
There's no way that you agree to this and then last minute the Big Ten is like, oh, well, you know, you need $24 million to build the studio, though, right?
I don't know. Nobody discussing the exact parameters of like what a studio production might entail. I feel like that is something that could slip through the cracks, because, you know, thinking, at least at the University of Washington on their side of things, like, oh, we've got the equipment and, you know, like, we've already got stuff here. Like, I think we'll be able to make it work. Come to find out, no, we absolutely can't. So I guess, and then the second thing that really kind of sticks to me about this is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
How far behind the times are the Washington Huskies here, you guys? The fact that they're not kind of one of the leading people in this conference, like the two LA schools, like Oregon, which was one of the first to really inject money into their practice facilities and their uniforms, you know, 25 years ago. Washington saw that close. Four hours down the road happening, and they didn't do anything till this point. That is honestly what shocks me the most about this.
Also in this article on MontLake.com, Christian Capel says, while the department projects record revenue and a relatively modest operating deficit of a little more than $2 million for the 2025 fiscal year, capital expenditures related to joining the Big Ten, plus the annual debt service payment on the loans that funded the renovation of Husky Stadium and Husky Ballpark, necessitate external and campus assistance. The future, meanwhile, is so uncertain that UW isn't forecasting its budget beyond 2025. That is likely due to the pending House versus NCAA settlement, which, if approved by a judge, could, by estimates, create an additional $30 million in costs to power conference athletic departments beginning in fall 2025. UW boosters, start breaking out the checkbook if you want. But,
I want this move. So, okay, next question. What happens if they don't do it?
then you fall drastically down the rankings of schools that are willing to keep up with other programs around the country, like in the SEC, some within the very conference that you are now joining. I mean, it's becoming not just for the players, but for the schools, pay to play. Like, you need to be able to invest in your athletic departments, your football program, to be able to keep up your stature in the rankings of being some of the best programs in the land. I mean, there are some schools that are able to build programs by not doing so, but you have to have the right staff, the right athletic department or the right people at the top of the athletic department to do that, to know, to be able to work and operate within the financial limitations that you have, or whatever limitations you have because of a school, whether it's location or what you are. You know, the school I kind of look at as an example of this is that does it right is Utah. Like, I can't imagine that Utah has a ton of money in comparison to Washington or Oregon and what they're able to do, but they still consistently perform as a great program because they have the right coach. I don't know who their athletic director is, but it seems like they're all in lockstep as far as types of players that they need to go after, how they recruit, how they operate their program, and knowing who they are versus who they want to be. And so, whereas Washington is, yes, they were just in a national championship game. You know, that is great for them. That is where you want to be as a program, and obviously wanting to win the national championship. But it kind of just seems like they're trying to keep up and play a game that they're not equipped to win. They're not really trying to win.
And mind you, we forget this, that UW, again, you talk about not putting money into the facilities. Like, last time they had renovations was 2013, and they put in $280 million into that, but they had to get from like a trust. But, you know, Husky Stadium is one of the oldest stadiums in all of college football, right? And so it kind of goes to show, like, I've always kind of looked at Washington as like one of the upper echelon schools as far as academics and, you know, obviously
academics,
tuition
for sure,
and all stuff that it takes. So to be here and find out that, man, they might be the one school that doesn't have that $24 million just to pull out and pay this off is, you know, not disappointing. But again, it's just it shows that you're maybe not put, like you said, Joe, maybe not putting the necessary resources into making sure your sports programs are competitive with the rest of the country.
To that point, and actually, Joe, you were talking about how it is pay to play. In the last, like, 24 to 48 hours, current Nebraska AD and former Husky AD Troy Dannon was discussing, like, the specific amounts of money that Oregon and Ohio State have to play with for NIL, which is about $23 million. That's the budget that Oregon's football team is spending on players. Bo Nix trying to pay guys to get onto their roster, or at least the collective is. It's a little different than the school paying players now, but the collective money for Ohio State, for Oregon, which is near the top, I think, of other, if you compare it to other budgets in college football, about $23 million. The Huskers that he's on now, the Cornhuskers, spend less than $10 million, and he lamented that in his last 2 years at Washington, the NIL money was around $10 million, so not even half of what the Oregon Ducks, once again, your closest competitor 4 hours down the road, is spending. It once again makes me think that they are behind the times, and really reveals why Kalen DeBoer was so eager to jump ship for Alabama.
Right.
Well, best of luck, UW. Hey, you're ending your Pac-12 reign in a good spot because men's rowing won a national championship. All right. Now they're on the come up.
Those crew
Let's
guys.
Go, crew.
Or hell ladies.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.